Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy.
Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from Junior to Granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with the picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Lancers of the Black Horse Brigade. History records that during the Mexican War of the 1840s, 80 Texas Rangers fought and defeated the Mexican commander Harueta and 600 of his crack lancers. In the 1870s, an even more remarkable incident occurred, involving a brigade of lancers and the man who single-handedly defeated them, the Cisco Kid. As our story opens, a resplendent figure in a gaudily bedecked uniform rides a prancing charger in front of a stationary line of mounted lancers at stiff attention.
Straighten up, trooper! You, end man in the second rank! Straighten that lance! That's better! Whoa there! Colonel Martinez, front and center!
Whoa now! Whoa!
Colonel Martinez reporting, sir.
At ease, Martinez. I congratulate you on the excellent appearance of the brigade.
Gracias, General Pierce. The men and officers are ready for the invasion.
The sight of the streaming pennants and those lances fills me with pride, Martinez. They reassure me that soon we will carve an empire from the territory of Arizona.
It shall be as you say, mi comandante. The steel tips of the lances will silence all who oppose you.
The blood of those who oppose me will turn the white sands of the Arizona desert to red. Now, I want to see that squad in action. Have each trooper charge at the straw-filled figure we use for a target.
Immediately, General Pierce.
Corporal Romero's squad. Column of fours, column half left. Trot. Yo! Line. Yo! Halt! The General wants each trooper of this squad to make the lance charge at the straw dummy. First, Trooper Jennings, your lance was not straight during the inspection. How straight is your aim? Fix lance. Forward. Charge.
He handles the lance well, Colonel. Perfect. Hit the target dead center.
What is our first objective, Comandante?
The Spanish mission north of Nogales.
The mission at Tubac?
Right. The Arizona gold of the altar ornaments and the statues there will pay our lancers from Sonora.
It is fitting that Arizona should be won by the gold from its mines. But as you know, General Pierce, the padre at the mission, Padre Esteban, will not give up the articles of the church without a protest and possibly a fight.
Corporal Romero, fix lance! Forward! Charge! For all my enemies, those who are against me, the cold steel of a lance, including Padre Esteban.
This cannon and limber and the caisson are all I can spare from the fort at this time, Cisco. The section of artillery and a detail of 10 men will accompany you.
I understand, General Forsythe. I know most of your command is out after the Apaches.
Cisco, si? Why the soldados put saddles on all 6 horses when only 3 soldados ride only 3 of the horses?
Each of the cavalrymen rides 1 horse and guides the other.
Huh?
The saddles of the horses on the offside have no stirrup leathers or stirrups.
And take notice, Pancho, none of the teams of the 6-horse hitch are the same size or weight. The lead team is the lightest, the swing team a little heavier, and the wheel team is the largest.
Oh, they make it very dangerous for the hombre with the lead team if the others not could be held back.
That is why the other teams also have riders, Pancho.
Pancho thinks they're able to make this cannon the case and travel fast, too.
Not fast enough for the job we've got to do, Pancho.
I realize that, General Forsythe. It will take your detail of hombres 3 days to reach the mission at Tumacacari.
Who the coyotes were leading the renegades against Padre Esteban at the mission, Senor General?
Their leader is a traitor who's adopted the title of general. During the war, he was Captain Nelson Pierce of the 6th Pennsylvania Cavalry.
I do not know him, but I know his segundo very well. Cesar Martinez is his name. He also is a traitor. A traitor to Mexico. Martinez fought with Juarita and his lancers during the American War when they were beaten by the Texas Rangers.
Oh, I begin to understand why those 2 treacherous swine got together.
What do you mean, General Forsythe?
Well, Nelson Pierce was with the only regiment of American lancers in the Civil War.
I think it is time for Pancho and me to saddle up.
Those maverick soldados of Pierce and Martinez, they carry nothing but the lance?
Our intelligence reports, Pancho, they are equipped with sidearms and sabers, too.
It sounds as if they are a well-organized and well-outfitted army.
They are, Cisco. They constitute a far greater menace to the peaceful relations of the United States and Mexico than I care to admit.
You're the diablo loco now. What do you mean, General Forsythe?
Though Pierce has given his army surface respectability by outfitting them with handsome uniforms and matched black horses, it's a known fact that the scum and dregs of humanity from both sides of the border are riding behind the treasonous flag of the Black Horse Brigade.
General Forsythe, do you really think your detail with the cannon can reach the mission at Tucacompore before the Black Brigade?
I don't know, Cisco. I'm hoping they can. There are only a handful of men at the mission.
Without the cannon and your troopers, they will be massacred.
How soon before that Black Horse Brigade get to the mission, Senor General?
One of my Navajo scouts reported that Pierce and his men are 50 miles from the border between Hermosillo and Nogales.
That means it will take them about 3 days to reach Tumacacori.
And that's just how long it takes for your soldados and the cannon to get from Fort Crittenden here to the mission, Senor General.
Yes, it's going to be a race against time, with the lives of Padre Esteban and everyone at the mission at stake.
And Pancho and I are not going to wait for the detail with the cannon. If we travel alone over the Santa Rita Mountains, we can reach the mission in 2 days.
But the trail is treacherous, Cisco. The Apaches are holed up in those mountains as thick as flies. I was hoping you'd go with my men in the field piece.
There is the chance those lancers will reach their destination before the cannon. If they do, I want to be there to help defend the mission. Padre Esteban is mi amigo. He will need help. Mount up, Pancho.
Very good, amigo.
Pancho
and I would like to leave at once. Are there any other orders, General Forsythe?
Yes. Come back alive.
Open! Open the gates of the mission. Waste no time. I bring news of great importance. Oh, Kira. Andale, do not stand there and gape at me. Open the gates.
What goes on here? Why, it is Elena Montalvo. Open the gates quickly, my children.
Oh, gracious, Padre Esteban. Go, Aquila.
What brings you with such haste, Elena? You have ridden your great stallion, Aquila, until he is ready to draw.
Aquila. I would never have done it had it not been necessary, Padre Esteban. Will you have someone to take care of Aquila?
Let me, Padre. Very well. Pedro Gomez, your willing hands and generous heart will make the stallion comfortable.
Gracias.
Take him, if you please.
Si, mi padre. Con caballo. Come with Pedro.
You are tired, Elena. You need rest.
Si, padre. I rode all the way from my rancho because of the news.
I know, Elena. I already know. Pierce and his Black Horse Brigade are on their way to take the mission. We cannot hold them off, but Providence will deliver us.
What is even worse, Padre Esteban, is that...
Oh, those horses. They must bring other refugees from the Lancers of the Devil. Open the gates quickly! It is the hand of Providence. Open!
I'm glad to see you here, Padre Esteban. Hola.
Aren't you glad to get here? We chased by the Apaches and everything.
Never mind about that, Pancho. We arrived before Pierce and his lancers. We came from Fort Crittenden, Padre Esteban. Artillery is on the way.
I was about to tell the Padre about the cannon when you and Pancho rode up, Cisco.
What about the cannon, Senorita Lina?
Pierce Martinez and the lancers came past my rancho last night. I saw with my own eyes. They now have a cannon and caisson.
Mother mia, that is bad.
Those coyotes use it against the mission for sure.
What you do not seem to realize is that they captured the artillery from the soldados sent by General Forsyth.
Santos, how do you know?
I heard some of the lancers talk. They murdered all the soldados. They intend to level the mission to ashes.
Wait, my people. Do not despair yet.
You are right, Padre Esteban. You people are not dead until you stop fighting. We have just begun.
But what so few hombres can do against the cannon, Cisco?
Pancho, you and I are going after that cannon. If those weasels could capture from the soldados of General Forsyth, we can recapture it.
But how, Cisco? Such an impossible thing, it cannot be done.
Undoubtedly, that is what was said to Padre Kino when his mission was first established. It is still standing. There we are, steady.
Keep pace, amigos.
That's what Pancho going to do.
Cisco, I'll know better than try to stop you. Be careful. Do not carry your life on your fingernails.
Do not worry, Elena. I will come back. Open the gate!
Bless you, my son. Vaya con Dios.
Gracias, Padre Esteban.
Muchas gracias, mi padre. Come, Pancho.
Go, 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 go!
But what can Cisco and Pancho alone hope to do against the mighty force of the Lancers of the Black Horse Brigade? In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So, next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. In the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Lancers of the Black Horse Brigade. Nelson Pierce, his second in command, Cesar Martinez, and their renegade brigade of Lancers set out to plunder the Tumacacori mission north of Nogales. General Forsyth sends a section of artillery to the aid of the mission. When Cisco and Pancho arrive there, they learn from Padre Esteban and Elena Montalvo that the cannon was captured by the guerrilla lancers. To save the mission and the people, Cisco and Pancho ride single-handedly to recapture the cannon. Now...
All right, Pancho. It's dark enough.
Why we got to lead the Hablon Loco? Why we not couldn't ride them?
Because I think we are near the camp of those lancers. Stop here.
Do you hear something, Cisco?
I thought I did. Take the bridle off Loco as I am doing to Diablo. Listen, Cincho.
Why we do this, Cisco?
If we can get into the camp of the Lancers and get the cannon and caisson, we will have transportation back to the mission.
But suppose we're not able to get that cannon?
If we fail, we will have no need of transportation. We will be dead.
Uh-huh.
And if we succeed, Diablo and Loco will follow us.
See. Either way, they'd be free to get away from here.
Come, Pancho. We will leave the horses here.
You're right, Cisco. In the camp of the Zenegades up ahead. Pancho can smell the foods in the campfires.
We must try to locate the cannon and the caisson. Quieto.
Horses is coming. Hey, Diablo Loco following us.
No, Chico.
No?
That sound is coming from the other direction.
Then maybe it...
Shh. Look, look.
Oh, two of those lances and their horses is... And they ride this way.
They must be sentries on outpost duty. That coyote Pierce is taking extra precaution tonight. He has posted double guards.
Good work for us, no, Cisco?
Si, amigo. Get up into that tree. I will climb this one. The signal will be the call of the Jural. When they pass beneath us, drop on them.
And the hombre with Pancho drop on, be surprised when he find out how fat Pancho is.
It is no laughing matter, Chico.
No?
If you bungle this, those hombres will sound the alarm and arouse the camp.
Pancho not make the mistakes, Cisco. This one time you can depend on Pancho.
Hurry. Up the tree. They are coming.
Keep him silent, hombre. You need the help, Pancho.
No, Cisco. This coyote knocked out after Pancho land on top of him.
Well,
as soon as we change clothes with these two, we'll find the cannon. Tie them up.
Those mavericks in the camp happy now. They're playing the music. They'll not be so happy when we get the cannon from them.
Pancho, you see by the light of that campfire?
There's Senorita over there with that hombre playing the concertina.
Do you not recognize her?
Madre mía, Senorita Lina Montalvo. How did she get here, Cisco?
She must have come here of her own free will.
But why is she coming?
There is only one answer.
Okay, what?
Senorita Elena came to this camp to draw the attention to herself, so that we can be free to get the cannon.
Yes, Cisco, that gotta be right. She's dancing for those buzzards now.
Look over at the other edge of the camp.
Uh-huh.
There is the cannon and caisson.
And the horses is to pull them. Oh, but there are lots of lances on guard. She finished the dance.
Our plan of action must be a bold one. When we change clothes, we'll walk right up to them and tell them we have orders to harness up the section.
Pancho, hope we get away with it. But what about the Senorita? Pancho and Cisco not leave until he save her, too.
I am certain they do not know who she is, or she would be a prisoner by now. So she will be safe until we return for her, and we will return.
But maybe they catch on that she's dancing for them to give us the chance to get the cannon.
We cannot possibly rescue her now. If we tried, three of us would be captured, and nothing could save the mission from massacre.
See, Cisco. She's trying the same like us.
Then it is only fair we give her the chance to help. She is risking her life so that we may accomplish our task. We must not fail her.
The men are all clustered about the campfire where the woman dances, General Pierce.
It is good for them to have relaxation to eat before the battle, Martinez.
I wonder where she came from.
Whenever there is an army camp, there are sure to be camp followers. Since the days of Alexander the Great, it has been that way.
Would you care to see her dance, General Pierce?
Why not? She is a beautiful girl.
I will check the guard and then join you, Comandante.
I will be here, Martinez.
Si, General.
Make it hard, brave soldates, for your Comandante.
Don't stop for me. I want to see the dance also.
For you, General Pierce, I will dance. Just for you.
Excellent, excellent. Your dance is the fire and beauty of old Spain.
General Pierce, I have been at the post detailed...
If you please, Martinez, not right now. The senorita is dancing for our pleasure. It is not polite to...
I am sorry, Comandante, but it is of great urgency.
Wait, Martinez.
I risk your anger, General, but I must find out. Did you order the section of artillery be ready to move out?
Of course not. I would first notify you.
Silence! Stop this dancing! Lancers! Attention!
What is this, Martinez? What are you doing?
I was at the post detailed to guard the cannon. We are readying it to be moved.
Now, Pancho, follow me! Come, come on! Come, come, come!
Cisco! The Cisco kid!
After them! them! Don't stand here and let those two men get away with the cannon and the caisson!
Sound the alarm! Get mounted and get after them!
If those men get away, Martinez...
They will not escape, Comandante. If our lancers do not get them, they will be killed by the rigs they are driving. No single hombre can drive a 6-horse hitch of artillery over this country and remain alive.
There, the mission now, Chico. How we stop these artillery?
First, let us get it safely behind the walls of the mission, Pancho.
Hola! Open the gate! Open the gate!
The gate's opening, Chisco.
Into the mission yard and circle the teams.
Stand in case I'm crushed when we do it, Chisco.
It will not damage them. Do as I say. Ah, up, guys. Up, guys. Now, Pancho, bring those horses to a halt.
Yes, Chisco, Pancho can do it. Oh, come on.
Good work, amigo. You are a brave hombre. To handle those horses as you did.
If Pancho brave, it's because Pancho follow Chisco. And you're right, Chisco. Diablo and Lobo follow too.
My prayers for answer, Chisco. You and Pancho have returned safely.
We had help, Padre Esteban, or we would never have made it.
Pedro Gomez! You and those others, dismount this cannon from the gun carriage and set it up so that it will protect the approach to the mission. Some of you hombres, take care of those horses.
Si, Chisco. Juan, Ricardo, Alberto. Tell me when you care, pronto.
Si, Padre Esteban. The Senorita Lina help us. She danced for the lances, so Chisco and Pancho were able to get the cannon.
So that is where she disappeared to. Oh, what will become of her?
We will save her, somehow. Right now, let us get to the gate.
Oh, did the lancers follow you, Chisco?
Yeah, they ride on our heels.
Underway! Those pack rats will not charge when the cannon faces them.
Look, Chisco! The coyotes pierce at Martinez, and some of their lancers ride to the mission. Why they carry the white flag?
It's a flag of truce, Pancho. They want to talk.
Pancho think they try a trick.
Oh, but they would be foolish. They see we have the cannon aimed at them. Chisco, there is Elena. They are holding her prisoner.
You there, behind those walls.
What do you want, Pierce?
General Pierce, you insolent dog.
As you see, Cisco, your confederate, the dancer, is our prisoner. If you want her alive, surrender. Turn over the mission and its treasures to me.
If we surrender, they kill us for sure.
I will guarantee you safe conduct.
If they will not arm us, it is best we surrender, Cisco. They will kill Elena if we do not.
We cannot trust the words of traitors, Padre Esteban. They will murder everyone in the mission.
Shoot a cannon at them. They understand that.
And risk hurting Senorita Elena? No, Pancho, I have a better way.
Surrender or we'll put the dancer to death.
Yes? I thought the commandant of the Black Horse Brigade was a man. I see he is a woman who hides from battle behind the skirts of another woman. Meet me and fight. Your weapon, the lance.
The Pierce Maverick take the lance from one of his soldados and throw it point first into the ground.
He has accepted my challenge.
If I lose, we surrender. If I win, you release the senorita.
I accept your terms, Cisco. I will live to see you buried in front of this mission after it is ashes on the ground.
You are wrong, Pierce. I will live to rub your face in the dust in front of this mission.
Pancho, wish Pancho could do this for you, Cisco.
Gracias, mi amigo.
Since I will return. Pancho, ha-ha!
From here, you will be able to see your champion slaughtered, Senorita Montalvo.
The Cisco kid will give a good account of himself, Colonel Martinez. See, he handles the lance as well as your commandant.
Watch now. The general charges at him. There, the death strike.
Yeah, you are wrong. Cisco warded off him.
But now General Pierce charges again. This time the Cisco kid will die. Watch.
Oh, Madre mía. Thank heavens. Again, you are wrong. Cisco dodged.
Ha-ha! The general twisted the lance from Cisco's hands. Oh. Now that your hero is disarmed, nothing will save him. Look, your Cisco kid is a coward.
The general will ride him down.
No, Martinez, no. Cisco's going to rope him. Oh, what did I tell you? Little Cisco kid keeps his word. He is dragging your comandante face down in the dust in front of the mission. No, speak of cowards. Your men are ready to run away.
Stand your ground, you yellow dogs. I, Cesar Martinez, am your new comandante. With this gun, I will kill the Cisco kid. Follow me.
Oh, no, but you promised.
Out of my hand.
I will shot the gun out of your hand, Martinez. If you always charge at me, I'll put a bullet through you. Now, Elena, I'll lift you.
Bueno.
Hold tight, Elena. Fasten the outer.
The entire brigade is after Cisco. They are charging at the mission.
Hurry, Cisco. The gate's open for you.
Here we go. Hold him. Hold. The cannon. Make ready to fire.
Are you ready, Cisco?
Place a shot in front of them. It will stop their charge.
Are you ready and waiting? Here it go.
Bueno, Pancho. They turn and run. They are completely demoralized. The fighting days of the Black Horse Brigade are over. Si, Pancho.
What do you think going to happen to all those lances from the Black Horse Brigade?
Now that General Forsythe has reinforcements, every last one of them will be rounded up.
Those coyotes Pierce and Martinez and pay for their crimes too, Pancho bet.
Si, they will, amigo.
Pancho like it at the mission, Cisco. Senorita Lina learned Pancho to play the concertina.
She did?
Oh,
I did not know that, Chico.
Oh, si. Pancho learned to play very good. But every time Pancho played the concertina, it make Pancho cry the big tears.
It did? You mean you were playing sad music?
No, Cisco. Pancho not play the sad music.
Well, then, why did you cry, amigo?
Because every time Pancho played the concertina pinched Pancho's fat stomach.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread. In the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.